This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We turn now to the periodic table of the elements. Cu is the symbol in question. 29 is the atomic number. And $4.25 was the price today for a pound of copper for March delivery. We delve into the metallic gears of this economy because copper's up 10% or so since the start of the year, and also because it's everywhere. Marketplace's Lily Jamali explains.
Copper is often referred to as Dr. Copper, as in it's considered a barometer for the health of the global economy. Traders like to play off that saying, says Bobby Iacino, co-founder of Path Trading Partners.
Copper, they say copper has a PhD in economics. That still doesn't really explain it. Okay, so anywhere where there's electricity, there's copper usage.
Demand for copper is especially high now as the market for renewable energy expands, says Michael Clare, a professor emeritus at Hampshire College.
You're going to need a lot more copper for wiring to connect various sources of renewable energy, wind farms and solar farms, to wherever you're going to use the renewable energy.
And in electric vehicles, the amount of copper needed can be more than double what's used to make traditional gas-powered vehicles. This year's surge in copper prices is in part due to China and its emergence from pandemic-related shutdowns, says Rohan Reddy, director of research at Global X ETFs.
China makes up about half of all global copper demand. There's a saying, as China goes, so does copper.
That's the other copper adage you'll hear a lot, and one that seems to be holding true. The question now is what happens next in China, says Bart Malik, global head of commodity strategy for TD Securities.
We continue to see very significant amount of infections in that country, and that is something that will take time to work its way through.
Which is why Malik's call on copper for the coming months is relatively cautious. Rising interest rates, a potential global economic slowdown, all of it, he says, could take the shine off of copper demand. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.